Welcome back to Infinite Love, and today I want to talk about celebration. How often do you celebrate yourself? And the next question, I hope you find yourself able to celebrate others just as easily. So do you? Sometimes we're living in a world where jealousy or envy tend to creep in. And I know that was in my past something I didn't really recognize. And majority of the time it wasn't jealousy, it was envy. It was wishing I had that, wishing I could feel that or not feel that. How come some people can just walk through life without a care in the world, without having to feel everything? And that would always come across my mind for a huge period of my life, because I wasn't living in the present moment, but I was also fantasizing about others and their happiness, and I couldn't simply find mine. And that is until, obviously, the self-healing journey. The more I fell in love with my life, with myself, and the more joy I felt authentically, naturally, I celebrated everything. And I don't just mean all the goodness, the big surprises, the big abundances. No, simply I was celebrating the little things, because those little blessings were turning into bigger blessings as time went on, as I kept doing the work. And I found the magic back in life, that love, that unconditional love of and appreciation of everything. You see, all it takes is simply waking up and being grateful that you get another day, a new beginning. At least for me, that is. So I celebrated those moments. Even during reflection, even on the hardest days, I still found myself celebrating where I'm at today compared to where I was back then. And then I found myself purely celebrating others, their victories, small or big, truly excited and happy for them, because it's what I desire for all, this happiness, this authentic connection of happiness. Now, I could travel the world and see many things and feel many things as I encounter new people along the way. And the hardest part is the discernment. It's when you're in the presence of someone and they're sharing something and your soul wants to be extremely happy for them, but there's misalignment. The words, the actions, and the energy don't line up. Therefore, it's giving or telling a different story. And at those times, I can't truly celebrate this. However, I quickly find myself holding space for them in hopes that they truly find what it is they're looking for, searching for. And along the way, I was realizing too that I no longer need validations from others of what I'm doing, of my growth, of my healing, of my good and bad. I self-reflect daily, several times a day. And that's key for me, because it allows me to understand and process where I need to continue to work on, what I need to continue to release, and simply let go. Let go of the attachment, the thoughts of, if I do this, then this will happen. Because then I'm living in the future and not so much in the present. And I find myself celebrating this daily, celebrating life, on a new journey, a new adventure within and around, trusting and going with the flow and surrendering to what is, holding no expectations for myself or for others, and then simply celebrating. And I say all this because my birthday is about to approach, the big 4-4. And it's not just any birthday to me. For a long time, we would do these things. My family would do these things, you know, celebrate, have a special dinner, whatever we wanted. And then when my nephews arrived, it was more of a celebration for them because then they could blow out the candles and, you know, dig their fingers into the cake. And I found such pure joy in that because the attention wasn't so much on myself, but of them. And then as I was going through the healing journey, I was asking myself, why did I not want that attention on myself? Because I didn't align to it. It was uncomfortable. I didn't like the spotlight on myself because truly I was not myself. And as time went on, my mom and I were talking about March and where I lost that joy of celebrating my birthday was when I was 17, about to be 17, a couple days before, and my grandma had passed away. And she was my angel. She was a huge piece of healing without knowing I needed the healing. But I was attached to that person. I was attached to her words, her messages, her divinity. So when I lost her, without ever getting to say goodbye, because I was literally on my way home from school, ready to go with my father to say goodbye to her, to have that opportunity, and I wasn't given that chance because she had passed away that morning, I was devastated. I was broken and scared that I would lose my way, that I would revert back to that girl that didn't want to exist. But the other part of me was hearing her messages, was grateful for the love and the experiences and the moments I got to share with her in the last year and a half of her life. But celebrating my birthday obviously didn't really happen that year. I don't even remember if it even existed or I acknowledged it. And as time went on, the years went by, I slowly began to celebrate the day, but it still held a lot of grief with it. So the other day I was sharing a story with a coworker, and all of a sudden I realized that the day I shared this story with her, unbeknownst to me, was the anniversary of her death, March 13th. And I thought, wow, what a beautiful way for her to come through, to celebrate life and gratitude and all the beauty that comes with it, as I know she's one of my spirit guides. She's always there to assist and guide me, leaving me messages. And I'm grateful, beyond grateful. So then my mom and I were talking about March kind of being the month of loss, of grief, and not just because of my grandmother, but because I had lost, over time, several important family members, including a friend, in March. And I thought, wow, March is just plagued with death. But is it? Because I looked at her, you know, as, you know, she said this, and I told her, you know, there's one good thing about March. I was born, you know, giving her that silliness of me. But I was being serious. And I looked at her dead straight in the eyes and said, this year is going to be different. This year I turned 44. And there's something truly aligned in divine timing with this year. And I kept seeing my birthday numbers everywhere I went. And I was like, okay. And then I was getting messages here and there. And I realized as I was thinking more about the numbers, the synchronicities and the messages, 44, 4 plus 4 is 8, 8 is infinite. Infinite Love is my podcast. Self-healing journey back to love within and all around is my purpose. And then I found out this year, March 19th, lands on the first day of spring, spring equinox. Alignment, new beginnings, new seasons. And it all came into full circle for me. And I won't go on and share everything that I was experiencing. I will hold some sacred to my heart and soul. And as time goes on and I'm ready to share, I will. But the purpose of this podcast today is celebrations. Can you truly celebrate yourself for the small victories, for the big victories, for the lessons, for the heartaches, for the pain, for the loss? Can you still find a way to celebrate just for a single moment? That's what I desire for the world today. My birthday wish is for all to find a way to celebrate. Celebrate yourself. Do something special for yourself. Sit within yourself and reflect. It's important that we celebrate ourselves and each other. Because it's not about what others have. You already have that within if you trust and believe in that. It's not about searching and pushing yourself to the limits where you no longer identify who you are, because you get lost within all that. It's truly just about celebrating, celebrating life, celebrating laughter, celebrating joy, celebrating pain, celebrating love, celebrating peace. Even amongst the chaos, if you're able to find 1 ounce of peace within that moment, celebrate it. Let that be the focus rather than the chaos, rather than the darkness, rather than the pain that comes with grief. Celebrate. And more joy, more love, more beauty will come within you, will fill you up to allow yourself to let go of the other stuff that no longer serves its purpose. The pain, the darkness, the anxiety, the fear, the what ifs. You'll be able to let those things go. And you'll find yourself trusting more in life with joy. That's my birthday wish. It's what I desire for the world to feel, to align with, to become truly your most authentic self, where your words, your actions, and your energies all come into full alignment, where you're not worried about what others are saying or thinking or doing, where it doesn't affect you, trigger you. It just is. And you are okay with that because you are okay with you. So I want to share a story about what transpired last week on Friday for me at work. I had a student who was just struggling, and there was nothing any of us could do to help ease whatever it was he was experiencing within those moments. And this, unfortunately, raised all my emotions to the surface. And I know I'm sensitive. Most of my coworkers know I'm sensitive. But I haven't really found myself emotional at work, which is a good thing. It's growth, it's healing, so I'll celebrate that. However, I'm not ashamed of it either. I won't pretend, I won't deny, I won't ignore these emotions. I allow them to take place wherever I'm at, even if it's in the most inconvenient place, like work. But how I feel is truly how I feel and how I connect, and I do connect with my students always. So as the day progressed, one of my beautiful coworkers just took me by the hands, pulled me aside away from everything, looked me in the eyes and asked me, "How are you?" And I never felt more safe than right there in that moment to just start crying. As she hugged me, embraced me, she just knew what I needed in that moment. And I'm forever grateful. And I went home that day. Well, let me backtrack. So obviously now my eyes are puffy and red, and I'm on the floor amongst all the staff and the students. And another amazing coworker of mine, beautiful, beautiful soul. This is our first year working together, and her energy is just absolutely amazing. So pure, so lighthearted. And I just looked at her and I got vulnerable with her, and I was just in the moment knowing what I needed. And I asked her, I said, "Can I just have a hug?" She smiled as she towers over me, and she said, "Of course," in her soft-spoken voice. And she just hugged me like a mama bear hug. And I was grateful. So now, fast forward, I go home and I reflect, and I'm still very emotional. It's all unsettling, but I know there's a deeper reason as to why all these emotions are surfacing. I'm supposed to feel everything. And so I trust it. Don't know what to do with it all, but I trust it. And I was hoping, honestly, I would just go to bed very, very early. But I couldn't. I wasn't ready for it. But as I reflected, did meditation, allowed myself to cry some more, I found myself smiling and celebrating the fact that universe blessed me with two beautiful souls this year, first time working with both of them, and energetically aligned and grateful. Grateful for these friendships and these connections because they're just, I don't even know if I could put into words, the alignment of our souls and the love and the authenticity and the gratitude. They bring this every single day. And I celebrated that. I celebrated and thank God that I was given these two beautiful souls into my life this year for a divine purpose. And that's what I'm talking about when you celebrate. You celebrate even in the darkest or hardest of moments because there is light in there if you so choose to see it. I was somebody that lived in the darkness and didn't know how to see the light, or I chose not to see the light through masking. And I no longer do that. I am open and honest with my emotions. I know who I am. I don't disregard them, nor will I let anyone ever disregard how I feel. I won't take a back seat to that. I'm worthy of much more than that. And by being open and being vulnerable and asking for exactly what I needed in that moment, which was a hug, I received it. I received the beautiful energy that filled my cup that was so low and so empty because of all the chaos that was happening around us. And it was beautiful. And I was grateful. And I celebrated that. I celebrated the fact that they checked in on me later while I was at home. Just grateful. And so I hope you're able to celebrate. Celebrate the victories, even the losses. Celebrate because they were still there for a purpose. They still served a divine purpose. I'm about to go over to my parents' house to do just that, the dinner celebrations of my birthday. Because my birthday lands on the Tuesday, I won't have time to get over there. So we do things, you know, we schedule things a little early. And we're going to have our Irish feast and we're going to celebrate. And the boys are going to, you know, dig into the cake. And they're much older now, so it's even funnier how we do these things together. But we're going to celebrate family today because it's something that's much needed within our family currently at this time. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to just being there with them. It may not be fancy and it may not be extravagant or lavish. I don't care. Because what it is something beautiful. Family together, celebrating. Not just me, but life. Family. Togetherness. Growing and healing during hard times. We're going to do just that. And that's a gift. That's a blessing that you can celebrate every single day. As long as you're present. Present in the moment. And not holding on to the past or searching for the future. Just be. Just simply be still in the moment. Look all around you. I can guarantee you will find one single thing that you can be grateful for. Something that puts a smile on your face. And celebrate it. Celebrate it to your heart's content. Write it down. Sing it out. Dance it out. Celebrate. Everyone's worthy of celebration. Just let go of the expectations of what a celebration should look like and allow yourself to just feel celebrated. I'm celebrating right here, right now, in this moment, about to blast some music, take a shower, dance around my house, because I feel all of this beautiful energy pouring into me from a very hard, long weekend of self-reflecting and being emotional. And yet here I find myself feeling this surge of energy and pouring into my craft, my creativity, this passion I so truly enjoy and love and appreciate. And I'm celebrating. That's how I'm going to celebrate this moment before I head over to my parents, put the music on, light the candles, and just celebrate that I was just able to do an entire episode of a podcast I truly love and feel blessed with. A house that brings me so much love and joy. A safe space. A new day where I am picking myself off the ground and just ready to take it on with whatever comes my way. Celebrating life. Celebrating love. Celebrating this feeling of alignment, of rapid ascension, of growth, of evolving, of healing, of connection, of signs, of synchronicities, of messages. I'm celebrating. Are you?